All right, this is a story for the guys. I mean, you women might be interested, but this is really a guy thing. They're taking the flush away from us. You've probably noticed that urinals have been changing from manual flush to some kind of automatic or motion-detecting sensor flush. Now a few companies are producing urinals with no handle, no button, no sensor. Companies such as Sloan Valve Company, Waterless Company, and Falcon Waterfree Technologies are making urinals without flushers. Bruce Flesher is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Falcon Waterfree Technologies.
Literally, there is zero water consumption with the use of this urinal product.
Well, how do you flush it?
Well, in fact, it's the no-flush urinal.
No flush, no water. The urine just goes down the drain past a sealant, and it's trapped there. All the no-water urinal companies are using similar technology.
Because it is a dry surface, that prevents the urine from breeding bacteria rather quickly. And as a result, you have no odor.
Hold it. What did he just say?
And as a result, you have no odor.
Now, I couldn't let that one go. So I asked Mr. Flesher to explain just how that works.
The odor that people would typically experience in a urinal derives from the combination of the urine and the water creating a breeding ground for bacteria. Bacteria then generates ammonia gas. Ammonia gas is what most people are picking up. That's what smells.
I remember from some high school science class that urine, when it's expelled, is sterile. So it kind of makes sense. But hey, this guy's in charge of sales. So I called up a nephrologist. Nephrologists study kidneys, so they know something about urine. Dr. Akinlolu Ojo is the director of nephrology outpatient services at the University of Michigan. He explained why urine smells.
The odor that one gets from the urine comes from exposure to atmospheric air and water moisture. As that happens, there is decomposition of some of the compounds in the urine. One of the byproducts is ammonia. And so you get that pungent ammonia smell.
So this mixture with water, it becomes a better breeding ground for bacteria.
That's correct.
And then the chemical reaction in addition to that also could cause some odor.
Yeah, correct.
Glad we got that cleared up. In fact, when I went to see the assistant manager of the physical plant and maintenance services at Michigan State University, Jim Fashbaugh said an odor problem with flush urinals is what prompted that university's first experiment with no flush urinals.
We'd heard about the waterless urinals. We thought we'd give them a chance and see how they would work. And we installed it, and it took care of the odor problem, but we also realized that we were saving, you know, water at that point, so we thought we'd start to look at other applications.
So they had one installed in the restroom in the building where the top maintenance guys work. We took a peek at it.
It's one of the first ones that we ended up trying out. That's basically it.
Looks like it's broken.
Yeah, as you can see, there's no flush valve. There's no anything else happening. It just goes down through the ports there, and there's a blue liquid that kind of allows the urine to go through, and it keeps the separates it out. Frankly, we have hard water here at MSU. We got those deep water wells, and it eliminates that whole issue of lime buildup and whatever that we had to clean before. So it saves us on products to have to do that issue too.
Fashbaugh says the janitors love them. Instead of disinfectant, water, and a lot of scrubbing, it's more of a spray and wipe procedure. The no-flush, no-water urinals have been around in Europe for a long time, and they became popular in the drier areas of the American Southwest a few years ago. Now, universities, stadiums, and airports, among others, all across the country, are installing them. Guys, it could be that this sound might soon be flushed down the drain of water-wasting history. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.
Do a lot of interviews in restrooms?
Not. I think that might be a first for me.
Yeah, really. I was glad we didn't have to do a demonstration.